the second time in 4 years, the Boston Red Sox were almost dead. For the second time in 4 years, their opponents could not quite drive a stake through their hearts. And for the second time in 4 years, the Red Sox are going to the World Series. They beat the Cleveland Indians 11-2 last night, and that completes a comeback in the American League Championship Series. Commentator John Feinstein was watching the game. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So I suppose when the Indians were ahead 3-1, the Red Sox must have said, we've got them exactly where we want them.
That's become the Red Sox M.O. They're Dracula, as you just described. They were down 3-0 to the New York Yankees in 2004, and actually 3 outs away from losing Game 4 in the bottom of the 9th inning in that series, became the first team in the history of baseball to come from 3-0 down to win that ALCS, and then broke the curse of the Babe and won the World Series that year for the first time in 86 years. This was actually far less dramatic, Steve. They were down 3-1, but they outscored the Indians in the last 3 games 30-5. Once Josh Beckett pitched them through Game 5, you almost felt like they were going to win. And in fact, even though last night's game was close for a while, once J.D. Drew, who they signed for lots and lots of money during the offseason, and he was 0 for the year just about, hit a grand slam in the first inning of Game 6, you felt like it was over.
Why not enough runs early and so many runs late?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the Indians' pitching staff running out of gas. C.C. Sabathia and Fausto Carmona, the two young pitchers who carried them most of the year, just didn't have anything in Games 5 and 6. And Beckett was great, and Curt Schilling was good enough, and Daisuke Matsuzaka, the other big-money signing for the Red Sox during the offseason, was good enough in Game 7. And the Indians just had nothing left in the tank once they got that 3-1 lead.
Okay, so the Red Sox now go on to the World Series. They're going to play the Colorado Rockies, who haven't needed comeback against anybody.
Yeah, exactly. They have been one of the hottest teams in baseball history for the last month. They've won 21 out of 22 games going back to their regular season surge. They swept the Arizona Diamondbacks in 4 games in the National League Championship Series. That's the good news for the Rockies. The bad news, Steve, is they haven't played a game in more than a week once we finally start the World Series on Wednesday. And you remember last year, the Detroit Tigers were a very hot team going into the World Series. They had to sit and wait for a week for the World Series to start, and they played horribly against the St. Louis Cardinals. The layoff might very well hurt the Rockies.
John, can I mention that if this October Classic goes to 7 games, it'll actually be the November Classic?
Yes, thank you very much, powers that be at Major League Baseball and Fox. All of them are afraid of the sun. Maybe they're Dracula, too. They can't bear the thought of playing afternoon games in postseason because the TV ratings go down a little bit during the daytime. God forbid kids who are the next generation of fans should be able to watch the playoffs in the World Series. Last night's game went till almost midnight. How many kids on a school night get to stay up and watch it? It's very short-sighted of baseball to play these games so late at night and so late into November. I hope it goes 7 games and it snows in Boston on the 1st of November.
Why would an aversion to day games mean that the series has to be later than ever?
Because they're spreading out the early part of the playoffs so that games won't be going up against one another at night or being played in the afternoon.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see who's Mr. November this year if it gets
to that. Exactly right. We might have a Mr. November.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Cover-Up: Mystery at the Super Bowl.